This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Buy or sell action coming at you here on this Tuesday afternoon. Buy or sell Jay Norvell will be a head coach within the next 2 years somewhere. I don't care where, just yes, buy or sell that he will be a head coach in the next 2 years.
That's a thinker.
It is a thinker.
That's one you gotta
think
put
about.
Down the research and think about it a bit.
Thank you for that. He's 62 years old. He will be 63 next March.
He doesn't look it.
No, he doesn't. He's in incredible shape. Had a good trajectory at Nevada, and then it was kind of... Ugh.
Was that his first head coaching job?
At Nevada, I believe so, yes. Do you think he gets another shot somewhere? Does he want another shot somewhere?
I think he wants another shot. Don't know if he gets one.
He coached 5 years at Nevada. He was 33 and 26 there.
I'm going to say Nevada.
He coached 4 years at Colorado State.
I'm going to say Colorado.
And he ended 18 and 26. His overall record, if you do the math, 51 and 52. He is a 500 type coach.
I think he's going to get... If he's going to get another job, it's going to be lower level. It's maybe. Not going to be a Mountain West. It's going to be
what
FCS.
What if it was a Mountain West team that's staying in the Mountain West? That would be weird.
It would be very weird.
His bags were packed, ready to go to the Pac-12, and then, hey, maybe he'll go back to Nevada. I don't think they like him there, though, so that probably would not happen. Buy or sell Jay Sovell. And by the way, I'm selling that in the next 2 years.
I'm also going to sell.
I'm going to sell it. Jay Sovell will be the head coach of the Wyoming Cowboys next season. This is only his second year. They won 3 games last year. They're at 3 wins right now. They have Colorado State, San Diego State, Fresno State, Nevada, and Hawaii on the schedule.
He's not going to be the coach next year.
Yeah.
How patient are they up there in Wyoming?
Well, I told you, man, the grass ain't always greener. A lot of Cowboys fans wanted Craig Bohl out of there. And the guy was pretty consistent at being in the picture with a few weeks left in the season.
Now they're not only not in the picture, they don't even have a drawing on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's on the hot seat already. I like to give coaches 3 years unless they have weird stuff going on. Like Adazio only had the 2 years, but there was weird stuff going on. I'm going to buy it, I think. I don't know. Announcing a different play caller at this point in the season is never a good sign. But they played okay against Air Force. I thought Air Force was going to smoke them. I really did. They lost, but I thought Air Force was going to put up at least 30-plus on them. Score 24.
I think they lose to CSU.
Really?
I think CSU, they get the one, don't have any research on this coach and his ways, so they get that one win that bothers Wyoming fans and Wyoming, the one Wyoming booster that they have.
Against an interim coach, they lose that game. There will be calls for him to be gone.
Yeah, and yep. Josh Allen's going to be like, hold the phone. I better make a phone call and tell them to fire him.
Mm. Well, he's definitely involved now.
Yeah, he's their booster.
Buy or sell, the border war has lost a little bit of its sizzle because of the Jay Norvell firing.
A little bit.
I agree. I think, yeah, there's going to be those students they care about. Yeah, okay. Talking about the ratings. How interested are people that are kind of like, they like the Rams, but they're not like the diehards. They like the Cowboys, but they're not like the diehards. Has this game has definitely lost the sizzle. I mean, Wyoming is 3-4, and CSU is 2-5.
You've lost so much sizzle, the burger's not even cooking.
Good one there. Yeah. What is the buyout? Is that the buyout, Go Pokes? Is that what you're saying? For Savell? I mean, that's the thing you got to consider. How big is that buyout, and who's willing to pony up there in Wyoming? Yeah, but I do think it's lost some of its sizzle, yes. Even if Jay Norvell was still there, if both teams are 3-4 and 2-5 and both are 1-2 in the conference, I guess, yeah, the winner of this game theoretically has a path still. It doesn't look like UNLV is going to be great. I mean, they got smoked by Boise State. So it looks like, Boise State and San Diego State are buy or sell. They're going to be in the two of the teams leaving for the Pac-12 are going to be in the Mountain West Championship game. Buy or sell. That sucks for the Mountain West.
No comment.
That sucks for them.
I do have Jay Savell's contract details.
Okay. Wow. Do elaborate. Winston, well, Watson.
He's making, let's see here, he had signed a 5-year deal worth $5.8 million a year. In 24, 25, 26, he's making $1.1 million. And then 27 and 28, he's making $1.25 million. So
the buyout is $3.8 million, I think, this year. Because it's only year two. The buyout's usually higher. In those first couple of years, Jay's was lower because he was in his fourth year. That's the way they kind of set that up. Because you typically know kind of what you got there. And if you do have to move on, it's not as much.
The buyout on both ends of Savell's contract sits at 80% through the first 3 years of the deal and 70% for the final 2 years.
Mm. Okay. Two Jays going to get removed from two of the teams we talk about here sometimes on the show?
Now I want Norvell to work at Wyoming and Savell to work at CSU.
Why?
Just to get some sizzle in the boot.
That's a terrible take. How would that add more sizzle? Two fired coaches on the two teams that fired them.
Working for the opposite schools.
No.
That would be funny.
Is there a chance that Jay goes to like a... No, I don't think so. I'm looking at the records and teams. I mean, I don't think there's a chance Jay's going to get picked up by a Mountain West school. That would be pretty weird, though.
Jay Norvell for Big Sky.
You think he'll be like a Big Sky kind of coach?
If he goes somewhere, he's going to go somewhere that wants to throw the ball.
Well, I mean, what was weird was... With Nevada, he was pretty good. I mean, his first year he was 3-9, and then they went 8-5, 5-3 in the conference. Went to the what bowl did they? They went to the Arizona Bowl. They won the Arizona Bowl in 2019. They were 7-6. They were third. They lost in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. They were third in the West. That's when they had the two different divisions of the Mountain West. In 2020, they were 7-2, 6-2. That was a weird year, though. They won another bowl game, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And then 2021, did he not coach in that final? They went to the Quick Lane Bowl. Did he not coach in that? They were 8-4 his final year. So I mean that resume is pretty good. Obviously, it was good enough to get Colorado State to to want him. And then, honestly, with the Rams, it was an upward trajectory, Mike. It was 3-9, 5-7, 8-5. And then it all just fell out this year. So I guess the belief was that you're not going to get much better than that. Text coming in here. Eastside Chris Brady, lower division winner, Ed Lamb. I'm Rams first, Greeley second. If Ed Lamb were to, let's say this, Mike, let's play the hypothetical game. Ed Lamb and the Bears win out this year. Does he get an interview? Why not?
I don't think so. I think FCS.
But that's a head coach at a lower level, and it's a tough conference. If he wins out, he's beating a lot of ranked teams. Just food for thought. I don't know if that's happening, but it's a hypothetical situation.
I think maybe he's on the list. I think they might want to see, okay, can he do this 2 years in a row? That's what I would do if I'm an AD. I don't want to jump.
But look at this though, Mike. They have Montana State and UC Davis still on their schedule. UNC does.
Montana State's a guaranteed victory.
Montana is fourth in the FCS. Montana State is fifth. UC Davis is sixth. They play UC Davis at home this weekend. They play Montana State. I think they have another bye after that, after the UC Davis game. And then Montana State. And they don't have Montana on the schedule. They have Northern Arizona, Eastern Washington, and Portland State. The back half is favorable for the Bears, but those two right there in a row are going to be tough.
Except the Montana State game is a guaranteed victory.
Well, you've said that, but they are one of the best teams in all of the FCS. They are number five. And then number six is UC Davis.
And how Humpty Dumpty will fall and be unable to be put back together. UNC will ruin Montana State.
Weld County Swami, top text Tuesday submission for thought provoking here. Could we see the Big Sky and similar conferences be a safe haven for old school coaches that know how to build programs the old fashioned way?
Yes.
I.e. Ed Lamb. I'll hang up and listen. Are you saying that Jay Norvell is a guy that could build it up the old fashioned way? And that's where a guy like him might go? I think Big Sky FCS is going to very much be, you're building it up the old fashioned way because you're getting guys that are overlooked. You have to be able to, that is a requirement now, I believe, to be able to build it the old fashioned way, because they're not getting the so-called five stars. They're getting guys that just weren't good enough on paper to go to Power Four and then G5. So you have to be willing to do what Ed Lamb's doing, and that's recruit your own state to get buy-in from a lot more fans, potential donors. But yeah, that's a good point. Faith says Ed can't leave us. No, I don't think that's. I don't. If a bigger job comes calling for Ed Lamb, would he take it? I think like Steve Smiley, he wasn't born and raised here, but I think he really likes it here, and I think he likes the fact that there's not a boatload of pressure. I'm not saying he can't take the pressure, but we've talked, you know, Football 52 with his son, his kiddo. We were late there, challenges there. Sometimes being in a lesser, in an environment where the pressure isn't as crazy, you know, because we saw Ernest Collins Jr. coach with the Bears for almost, what, 8-9 years. Yeah, that's appealing in this day and age when coaches are being fired after two. I mean, we're just talking about Jay Sovell. Jay Sovell could be gone at the end of this year.
And that's Wyoming.
Yeah.
It's not Penn State. It's not Ohio State, Alabama.
That's Wyoming, which I don't know.
Least populated state in the U.S.
And I don't know that their expectations are to always win a championship. I think their expectations are to be close to it. I mean, I know the diehard Wyoming fans are going to say, oh, we expect to win a championship every year. But being realistic, and based on what your past shows, Texter 62, Ed, J. Norvell's 62, man, I need to find out what moisturizer he uses. Don't think he gets one of the, at the higher levels, possibly assistant somewhere. Big Hub texting in, teams with fired coaches usually come out harder and get wins people don't expect.
So the Big Hub agrees with me. Maybe CSU wins the boot.
Well, was it like UCLA, what they're doing? I mean, it does happen sometimes.
Or it could be with UCLA, you might have a real leader in Neuheisel.
I think with I think with Tyson Summers, it's really interesting, Michael, because that would be fun if suddenly we're talking about we're playing hypothetical games here, so we might as well go all in. Are you talking about Tim Skipper, UCLA? That's the UCLA interim coach. But what if Tyson Summers makes this interesting? You know, just food for thought. They win their game against Wyoming. They keep the boot. They beat UNLV at home, who record says they're good, but Boise State says they're not. They beat New Mexico on the road. Not a great team, but not bad. They somehow go to Boise State. I think they've only beaten Boise State once, and that was at the Holy Hulker, the Dallin Hulker Hail Mary. They win that game. And then they win another rivalry game against Air Force to finish the season, and they finish with a 7-5 record. Does that make it interesting for Tyson Summers? It's not going to happen, but boy, wouldn't that be fun.
Yeah, that would not be reality. I think he's I don't think he gets fired this year. I don't think so. I said Norvell wouldn't be fired until the end of the season, and I was wrong there. But I don't think he gets fired this year. I think he'd have to have another bad year.
Who is that?
Wyoming.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was reading some of the we're getting a lot of texts on this. John Weber is likely to make a splash hire. Does Ed Lamb make that splash?
No.
Summers isn't a splash. Even if he wins out. No, Ed wouldn't be a splash hire. Ed Lamb's not coming off as like, oh, this young and up-and-coming coordinator. No.
And he's probably going to – it's going to be a slow build.
But if he beats – let's say he does do what you're saying and beats Montana State and then beats UC Davis this weekend. Dude, that would be one of the bigger turnarounds around this area for sure, but you won one game last year and zero games the year before that, and then you somehow beat a top five and a top six team. That's splashy. That's pretty splashy, Mike.
But I don't know if you may get that consideration in Northern Colorado, but if people really look into it, they're saying Ed Lamb built it up over a couple of years. He built it up over a couple of years. We see issue want to win now. Ed Lamb isn't going to win now. Ed Lamb wants to establish his own thing. He's not going to get rid of anybody. He's going to be loyal. He's not going to blow anything out. But he's going to eventually build the college up. And I think CSU wants to win now, especially getting into the SLAC 12, because it ain't the Pac 12 anymore.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure, man, to be a head coach now at this at all of these levels, and they aren't giving you 3 years. They're just not going to give you 3 years, really. Unless they see something obvious. I mean, you've got Napier out of Florida fired, James Franklin fired, Gundy fired, Sean Foster was fired. Trent Bray out of Oregon State fired. Sam Pittman, Arkansas, fired. Brent Pry, Virginia Tech, fired. Saw Jay Norvell's name float at a random site I found this morning in Virginia Tech. Trent Dilfer, I know, it's one of those like fan pages. Trent Dilfer fired. Now you're adding Jay Norvell to that mix, too. There's just a long list of coaches being fired, and it is a tough, tough gig. Very tough gig. 25 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint. Good Morning NoCo is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. I want to shout out to Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. They're a fiercely independent insurance brokerage with a regional presence. Give Ryan a call. He's the guy to know over there at Renaissance Insurance, 970-674-8825. They specialize in farming operations, workers' compensation. They want you to make sure you don't lose what you've been working so hard for. Call Ryan, Renaissance Insurance, 970-674-8825. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Still top text Tuesday rolling. I got a $20 gift certificate for Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. You know, sports memorabilia, cards, Legos, Funko Pops, Pokemon, all of it. Great stuff over there. I'm going to stop by and say hello to the fellas tomorrow, actually. But, you know, Christmas time's getting closer, $20 gift certificate. And then win that, and you're registered for a $100 gift certificate and a signed jersey of a great player. Might make somebody's Christmas dreams this year.
So you said you were going to stop by.
Yeah. On my way home.
I was going to say, tomorrow. Can you ask them a question for me?
What?
Are they going to carry those Star Trek Legos that are coming out late November?
I will ask.
Excellent.
Okay, I'll do that. Eastside Chris, big if should Ed go to CSU, would Cheeks go along? Look what we've created, this whole like good Ed. Well, we did this with Steve Smiley at CSU too. Ultimately, Ali Faroukmanesh got the job, and that was the right move. But I don't know if Smiley got a call or not. But I would thought he'd at least get a call because Smiley's a big-time coach, man. I don't know what his goals are. That would have been perfect around here because it's close. I know he's got his family, his wife's family's all around here. His son just committed to Wyoming. So, I mean, watching his kids play sports is a very important thing to him. So I don't know if he's the kind of guy that, let's say they get into March Madness this year, the calls will start, his phone will start ringing off the hook, Mike. That's the difference between getting to your conference championship game at this level and winning it. You win it, that one game, you get into March Madness, and now suddenly you're getting a lot of calls.
Wasn't there a coach who turned the Green Bay program around? Didn't he get a call from some bigwig college?
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
I can't think of his name. Go Poke says, best guess right now. Who's the guy? No ducking. Well, it's not going to be Gundy. It's not going to be Billy Napier. Why does Tim Skipper's name keep popping up in my brain? Now, it's a short sample size, but he did coach at CSU under Jim McElwain from 2012 to 2014. I mean, he's a candidate for that job right now. So, you know, he could just take that. He's a strong candidate for UCLA's job. But that name
is... in his 40s.
That name pops up. Who else did we talk about yesterday? There's Matt Lubick, Clint Kubiak. Matt Lubick would be interesting just to try to capture some of the Sonny Lubick things, but I think that's where you got to be careful with those kind of moves, don't you?
Yeah, that's why I'm shaking my head.
Yeah, you don't want to.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah, Colin Klein, who's a Loveland guy, went to Loveland High School, played star quarterback for K-State. He's offensive coordinator at Texas A&M. I don't know. Best guess right now? Those are all decent names. Jay Hill, the DC at BYU. Best guess of that list. This is a lot of the list we talked about with Kevin too yesterday, and I've seen a lot of other people throwing out different ideas. Splash Hire, though. When you hear Splash Hire, what do you hear, Mike?
Name. A big name.
Yeah.
Everybody around you want to be on ESPN when you hear Splash Hire. Like, you don't want to be like, oh yeah, by the way, Colorado State hired some guy that nobody's heard of. You want, like, the Mike Gundy is a splash hire. I don't think they have the money for a splash hire.
Well, and I just don't think you want to go that route. I don't know that a lot of teams, yeah, it's going to be easy to say it's a big name, but he's not in on the, this world of college football. You know, he's not in on this NIL world. And you're trying to build. You're trying to prove. John Weber in his press conference said that they want to prove that they want to get to the point where they're the best in the West. Like, those are lofty goals, right? You don't want to get somebody that's not in on the whole NIL thing. Mike Vick. Yeah, his name's popped up a few times.
Isn't he coaching high school?
No, he's coaching college right now, isn't he?
Oh, really? I will Google.
Maybe he's coaching high school. I don't know. I thought he was coaching college. You got to be careful with that route, too. I mean, again, the Coach Prime route, he wasn't like they just picked him up out of nowhere. He was coaching at a lower level and then proved it there and then came over here and at least had some coaching background.
He just started being the head coach of the Norfolk State Spartans. I've never heard of them.
Well,
they're 1-6.
That's pretty good. Well, that's not that great.
Yeah, he started off in 2019. He was the head coach of the Atlanta Legends.
Nice.
Whatever that is.
I just don't. I keep seeing Mike Shanahan and Gruden and like.
No.
You're not going to do. That's what. I mean, see, you did that. But Coach Prime had the. And again, these guys all have that too. But can Mike Shanahan come in and do NIL stuff? I mean, can Gruden? You know, and again, if you just want to throw names out, like big names, Tim Tebow. Coach Prime, you guys got to give Coach Prime more credit. Because this was not just him fresh off of coaching, of just media. You know, he actually proved it at a lower level. So that's where I'm like, oh, are they going to go the Coach Prime route and just go with a big name somewhere? I mean, he was great at Jackson State. And then he took it to the next level to CU. So I don't want a big name just for the sake of saying you got a big name. It doesn't. UNC tried that, at least big name for Colorado people, with Ed McCaffrey, who had 2 years of high school coaching experience before he got the UNC job. So I'm not looking. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in a big NFL name that hasn't even coached NFL for a while. It just doesn't. That part, I'm more inclined to look at an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator that or a positions coach that is kind of an up-and-comer type of dude. And this is why Tim Skipper's name makes sense to me, because what he's doing with UCLA right now and the fact that he has a history with CSU under Jim McElwain, that's kind of appealing. So that's maybe the name that keeps popping up in my brain.
Yeah, but if they keep going, like, well, if things keep going well in Los Angeles, I think Skipper's going to be the skipper of UCLA, not CSU.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not going to toss him. I don't think they would toss him aside if the program suddenly turns around.
Well, they just, I mean,
like you're more likely to get Neuheisel.
Yeah, they beat Penn State, they beat Michigan State, they beat Maryland. Now they got, you know, I don't know,
Michigan State isn't great. Maryland, they have a few injuries.
They have Indiana this week. So if they do that, then don't you sign him on the dotted line? Here's the job.
I wouldn't say that yet, but I'd say you took down Penn State. Like, it wasn't Oregon who took them down. Like, Oregon beat them at home. It was UCLA.
Yeah.
UCLA is the reason why they lost that third game.
Yeah.
You don't just lose to a team who's supposedly that bad and come back the next week and win. Like, that, God, that, the fall from being like number three all the way to unranked.
Mm-hmm. Pretty bad.
Brutal.
That's why he's looking for a new job. 41 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Do yourself a favor. It's a little after lunch, whatever. Maybe you're like me. You have late lunch in mind. Stop by Big City Roadhouse and try the tavern-style pizza. Grab some wings. They got steak there. We tried the steak, and I keep forgetting about that. How could I forget about it? You think a place that specializes in pizza and wings isn't going to be good at steak? Nope, not the case. Big City Roadhouse, haven't had a bad meal there yet. They got a full bar with creative cocktails and a wonderful selection of margaritas, including margarita flights made with fresh lime juice. Check them out. Big City Roadhouse. It's formerly Cables, that location. So stop by, tell them we sent you here from The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. The Nuggets, the NBA tip-off is tonight. We have games tonight. But the Nuggets will play on Thursday against the Golden State Warriors. And I was looking at the NBA power rankings, and you have the Oklahoma City Thunder, the clear-cut favorite, right, to win it all. The Nuggets are number two. According to ESPN's power rankings, you got OKC at number one, and I have no issues with it. Denver's number two, though, with the moves that they made this offseason, how they were able to move Michael Porter Jr.'s contract and then get Cameron Johnson, created so much flexibility so that they could get Bruce Brown, Tim Hardaway Jr., Jonas Valanciunas, joining up with some of the young talent, maybe, that still we're still kind of waiting to see if they're going to take off. But the Nuggets didn't get a deal done with Peyton Watson yesterday, and people looked at that and said they kind of had a pick between Christian Brown or Peyton Watson. If we are saying that, if that's the debate, then I'm good with that decision. Christian Brown seems like he seems kind of like he's learned a lot from being around Aaron Gordon and Nikola Jokic. I think that is going to, should you have jumped into that contract with Brown? He's good, but has he? I don't want to do the same thing as Michael Porter Jr., but if I had to make the choice of don't sign him now, you maybe take a chance on not keeping him next for the long haul, I'm good with it, I think. But it will be something we point back to if it doesn't work out. You just got out of that. And Michael Porter Jr.'s contract was much crazier, but I'm good. Nuggets Thursday night. I'm all in. Cannot wait. 48 minutes after the hour. Michael, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll get to what did we learn from today's show coming up next.
Let's have a drink. Football 52, the two-man game. Cody the weather guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310kfka.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn today? It was a tough day, tough couple of days for Colorado State and John Weber and all that stuff. I mean, it's difficult. But we also learned that people have a lot of ideas and about 1,400 different coaches they think should coach for Colorado State next season and hopefully beyond. Michael, what did you learn today, buddy?
A lot of those ideas are terrible. I love Mike Shanahan. He hasn't been in the game a long time.
He's an
older fellow.
Game. Yeah, I don't think so.
Gruden has never coached college. There's a difference between the pros and college. Like, everybody just want the name. They want to put that Colorado connection together.
Even a guy that coached college 10 years ago is different. Because ask Nick Saban.
NIL.
Yeah, there's a lot to it, man. But either way, this decision is huge. John Weber's got to land on it. He's got to find that guy for Colorado State in the future. And who knows, man? You just don't.
Hopefully you can get the right coach in the web. If not,
okay. All right. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. I'm so excited for Thursday. Not Thursday night special. But the Nuggets. Golden State Warriors. NBA tip-off, though. There's games tonight. So might take some of that in. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.